getting started.
Okay. So we're going to call this special meeting for Wednesday, July 18th of the Port Worth Townsend Order. And we'll stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public comments, anybody got any public comments or anything?
Sam. My name's Ernie Barrett. I'd like to thank the commission for canceling the July 25th meeting on draft lease policies. I found the last workshop so discouraging that I am really, truly grateful that you have canceled the meeting that would precede the adoption of that draft. I missed the subsequent meeting that addressed the amendment to the capital budget. I have a remark to make about the process. It seems odd that the capital projects were brought to the commission in the middle of a year that had to do with a leaking roof and the remediation of a building that smells awful. It seems to me that those problems were likely evident at the beginning of the year, and if they had been included in the budget with dollar amounts attached to the projects, it might have offered you more context before you approved the $300,000 increase in personnel expense. And finally, I noticed that while there's been a collaborative process between the port and the trades to come up with amended and reduced storage rates in the winter in the haulout yard, we were hoping that work product would come through in June so that a marketing campaign could be initiated that would reach the fleet during the summer while they're making the decisions for their fall haulout. I noticed there is no such marketing program yet. So my hope is that will happen soon. Thank you very much.
Can I just clarify one thing? We didn't cancel the July 25th meeting. It's just the public hearing part that was canceled.
Oh, so that...
Yeah, it was a public hearing and regular meeting. Just the public hearing was canceled, but the regular meeting is still happening.
But the agenda item is off.
Could you help me understand, is it possible that the draft lease policy will be adopted by the commission on July 23rd?
No.
No, it's not possible.
Thank you very much. That was the reason for my expression of gratitude.
Any others? Okay.
No, I have.
Go ahead, Pam.
All right. Let's see. Okay. In the face of adopting policies that may not be a good fit, I would like to recommend that we acknowledge the existing documents that guide and direct us. We have a strategic plan that guides and directs us. We have an existing lease policy that we should be using now. We have businesses that we should be working with now rather than shiny new things off, trying to find other and grab other businesses. We could be creating an environment that attracts and retains, regardless of how long a policy takes to get going, new policies. The biggest constraint on the success of an organization is the ability to get and hang on to the right people. So the failure to attract and retain is our number one issue. It's with CEOs as well as businesses. Talent matters. There's huge opportunities when we get it right. So I would just like to say that the economic impact study says we have the right business, we have the right talent here. The economic impact benefits the whole county, and we have the support of community advisory groups, elected city, state, county, businesses that want to stay and partner. We have businesses that want to expand, like New Day, like the Northwest Maritime Center, like the, anyway, we could go on. We just need to act and get some results. So just focusing on leases that work, on the, keeping the stormwater compliant, on having a budget that works. We need to stop searching for all these shiny things and just take care of what we have and focus on the quality and strengths and make it happen and get to work.
Thank you, Pam.
Thanks.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, so for regular business, we're going to have a Portport Township Commission meeting and workshop scheduled for the remainder of the year. Sam, could you tell us why we're talking about this?
I'm actually going to ask our legal counsel, Mr. Schmelling, to introduce this topic.
Frank? Okay, so commissioners, the Open Public Meetings Act has two classifications of meetings, regular meetings that are part of the schedule you adopt at the beginning of the year or you amend, and special meetings are meetings you call on an ad hoc basis with 24 hours notice. For example, this has been noticed as a special meeting. The workshops, particularly the mid-year workshops, although you notice them as meetings, it was a bit unclear, so I recommended to staff that we just simply adopt the we adopt the rest of the meetings as regular meetings of the Port of Port Townsend. That's not to say you can't designate them workshops or designate them business meetings or designate them whatever you want. They just are designated under the Open Public Meetings Act as regular meetings. I don't think you violated the law, but I just wanted to make it clear as I took over that these meetings were scheduled. And the advantage or disadvantage, depending on which way you look at it, is now that all of the meetings in the schedule that are for the rest of the year, and if, for example, you're in a workshop and staff needs to bring to you something quickly, like say a grant needs to be signed, or some piece of business that can't wait till your next regular scheduled meeting, that can be brought up at one of these workshops, if you would entertain that. That's up to you, but so this is just housekeeping is what I'm trying to tell you, I guess. Long-winded explanation for housekeeping. Can I answer any questions?
Yeah, so on our schedule, I see July 25th, three at the first line, July 25th, 3 o'clock p.m. public workshop, 5:30 p.m. regular meeting. So what you're suggesting is that the 5:30 p.m. public workshop is really a regular meeting, except the agenda of that regular meeting is a workshop, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And so what the law requires is meetings either have to be regular meetings or special meetings. And then what ports do is, in the statutory definition of regular meetings, they call them business meetings, workshops, work study, regular meeting. There's a variety of names that individual port districts attach to the statutory definition of a regular meeting. So these are all, in the statute, regular meetings. You, the Port of Port Townsend, divides them up into workshop and regular meeting. But another way to say it would be workshop and business meeting would be another way to put it. So you're having all of these meetings. You're required under the law to publish an agenda on your web page, and your workshop ones are just going to say workshop, you know, whatever the topic is. Your regular meeting is going to be agendas like you have here.
So it's been tradition here that workshops are that we refrain from making commission decisions or that kind of thing in workshops. And I guess what I'm taking from this is that workshop has no statutory differentiation than the regular business meeting. It's a regular meeting.
And the reason is the definition of a meeting is any, when a majority of the governing board or bodies, that's two of you, get together and take an action. And the definition of an action is a discussion, a consideration, receiving testimony. Everything is an action. What you take in your regular meetings is called a final action, when you vote on something. That's under the law, that's a final action because you took a vote. So when you get together to conduct a workshop, you're conducting a meeting under the Open Public Meetings Act. It either has to be a regular meeting adopted as part of a schedule, or it could be a special meeting if you call one on 24 hours notice. And all I'm doing is saying, okay, we'll call them all, we'll put them all on the schedule, and then it's totally up to you the parameters of what gets discussed at your meeting. You can call the workshop and say it's limited to the topic. You could call a regular meeting. That's where we publish we do the business of the port. You can do whatever you want. I only point out to you that in an emergency, if you had a workshop, staff could ask you to consider a business item at a workshop just because it's a regular meeting.
Okay, so just so that we're not changing things too abruptly, we can still have workshops, and the tradition has been that we really don't take action, final action at workshops, and so we can still make that a thing that we strive to do, although if the need arises, we could. Right?
Well, it's completely within the discretion of the commission. My experience is staffs tend to creep into workshops with stuff, and so I hear you saying to staff, don't bring us stuff at the workshop unless it's, you know, your hair's on fire. Try and hold the stuff we're going to vote on to regular meetings.
Right. And I think it was probably in the past, it's been a matter of setting expectations for the public. Mm-hmm. Do you want to come and watch, you know, the all the parts for the sausage being assembled, or do you want to come for the meeting where the sausage is rolled out?
I must say that in starting to represent you, I think I told Commissioner Tucker this. I learn something new every day. I think your first reading and second reading is an excellent idea, that when we get to the WPPA, my next Open Public Meetings Act is going to cite the Port of Port Townsend and say, you know, this is a really good idea because it keeps the public from showing up at a meeting looking at an agenda and saying, wow, that was, you know, they're going to act on that today. Whereas if there's a first reading, second reading, it kind of tells the public, look, we're telling you now, and if you have something to say, come back in 2 weeks, and that's when we're voting on it. So I think that's a pretty transparent thing that we're going to try and export around the WPPA from the Port of Port Townsend.
We'll send you a bill.
That's fine.
And if I might note that typically our workshops are held on the same day as a regular a business meeting, using the parlance of that we have before. I think we understand very clearly the commission's desire not to conduct business and take final actions under workshops. So
yeah,
we'll believe that we can adhere to that.
Okay, and so on this schedule we have, this basically is back to the old schedule of no interstitial public workshops except for the one on August 14th, which is already scheduled.
Well, we had that on our previous
right.
schedule, and this brings up the topic of the this schedule. Previously, we had a workshop on the first meeting of the month, same day that we had a regular business meeting, but we only had one workshop a month.
Mm-hmm.
We added the schedule of additional workshops at the commission's desire to try to look at a variety of different policies. It is my understanding in speaking with the commission commissioners individually that is not as high a priority for us now. It remains a high priority, however, that we have other priorities that we're working on, and so we may not have the same need for the number of workshops that we thought we had at the beginning of the year, and so you might want to pare back to just the one workshop a month schedule.
So what do you think? I don't, do we have a topic for that August 14th one already?
Not at this point, no. Mm-hmm. We had previously talked about having a topic for that, but given our clarification of priorities, I don't think that same topic is relevant.
Okay, so because the rest of these are the second and fourth Wednesdays, just like mm-hmm. normally were,
right.
with workshops ahead of all of them,
mm-hmm.
and that'd be fine with me, unless we think that's too many workshops, since our goal, if I remember right, at a previous commission meeting, was trying to prioritize and get things slimmed down a bit. Does that still seem like the right amount, or is that too many?
No, I think that's fine.
A workshop before each meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Works for me.
Okay.
We can review it.
Commissioners, I might add, it's always easier to schedule them as part of your regular scheduled meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And then just issue a notice that you're going to cancel that one.
Okay.
If you want to add one, then you got to notice it as a special meeting. So it's better to kind of pick the ones you're going to do, and then you can always cancel if it's. If
I might recommend leaving the August 14th.
And then just cancel it.
Okay.
So do we have a statutory limitation on how far in advance we have to cancel?
No.
We just post it on the door saying we're on vacation.
Correct. Yeah, correct. The next next year, the first meeting of the year, you'll set all of these meetings, and I might suggest to you next year that you change the term regular meeting to business meeting.
Yeah.
And so it's workshop business meeting, so a little clearer for people, but I think this is perfectly fine now. We're just trying to kind of get everything in line till the end of the year. Because you're supposed to annually set your schedule. Like I said, I don't think you violated the law before, because I think you gave a bunch of notice, but I think it was a bit unclear, so I just wanted to clean it up. I apologize if I'm being the paid paranoid attorney too much, but that's my recommendation.
Okay, so since this is not a policy, this is regular business, we can go ahead and vote on this today. So is there any other discussion about this?
I move that we adopt the meeting schedule for 2018 as it stands.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Aye. It's passed as approved. Okay, so the next public workshop and regular meeting will be Wednesday, July the 15th, workshop at 3, meeting
July
25th.
Isn't that what I said?
He said 15th.
Wow, it says 25 right here.
That's what it says.
Scared me.
How big was that
bitch?
Yeah, Wednesday the 25th, and workshop at 3, meeting at 5:30 in this commission building. So we're going to adjourn that with an executive session, and time-wise, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I would say an hour, and there may be action. And this is going to be under review the performance of a public employee pursuant to RCW 42.30.110 1 and G. So we're now adjourned.
Well, we're
adjourned. Okay, right
here it goes.
Oh, can you?
What time? We're recording.
Okay.
Yeah, we go.
We're bringing the whole gang. Yes.
Convene this meeting from an executive session, and the action that we're going to make a motion is, well, I guess we need to discuss in public what we discussed, how they're recording.
It's recorded.
Commissioners, you can't talk about what you talked about in the executive session.
Right, we're discussing the action.
But I understand the commission, my understanding is that there was an incident at the Marine Trade Association meeting involving pictures of a person who had assaulted one of your employees, and you guys wanted to discuss that.
I think we want to go a little further than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
And that has created a hostile work environment?
I don't know if it's created a hostile work environment, but it's not an environment you want, is what I was saying.
My concern, and I'm, you know, a third of the commission, yes, is that we really, really, really feel strongly that we want to see a much more civil level of discourse and a much higher level of respect. I think that we try very hard to give that respect to the public, and we expect that kind of
it's running.
It's on. And we expect that of the public in response. I don't want to see us descend into public attacks ever again in this chamber. I don't want to see port employees or people who work at the port intimidated, accosted, whatever word you want to use. We have to have a much higher level of discourse. And that's all I have. So.
Yeah, I think for me, so the problem is, and a lot of you didn't even indicate it to me, you didn't even realize what had happened in this situation, but regardless, whether it's, you know, Terry Kyle or Sue, or whether it's Sam, people have to feel safe at the port. And we as a commission believe that by the demonstration of Mr. Kawahara, and then by the subsequent demonstration of presenting his picture in front of Sam, that employees don't feel safe. And we really believe that. We're not just saying that. You know, I know I got an email from Leaf today, Gwendolyn, and I was shocked by that. I drive by the office at about 7:30 at night. I know Sam is sitting up there. I know a lot of other people know that Sam is sitting up there working late. So she knows that a lot of people are upset with her, and so then she has to come downstairs and go to home, and doesn't feel good about that. That is the definition of a hostile work environment, and that is what she is faced with right now. So, you know, I don't know to what extent Jake played in that he hosted this with the Maritime Center. And, you know, I don't know how much he knows about that situation. But, you know, I think what I would like to see us do is create a letter to the PTMTA, to the Maritime Center, and let them know that officially on the record that we are not happy about our employees feeling like they're under attack. It's free to have discourse, free to say, we don't like this, we don't like that. It's another thing to get personal about it. And, you know, we saw Bertram for years, we were just talking about that Bertram for years was here railing about more drinks. Been kind of silent lately, but maybe he's traveling a lot, I don't know. But it was civil, you know, with Jim and Larry, I know there was friction there. But at the same time, it was civil, not personal, and I think we've a bit crossed the line with that, particularly with this kind of thing. We're not taking comment.
No.
I mean, this was an executive session action that you...
No, it's not. It's in a public meeting.
No, we're in a public meeting.
We're in a public meeting.
I mean, whatever happened with Joel?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
She asked the one... Go ahead.
She asked whatever happened with Joel, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, whatever we know about what happened with Joel is rumor, because it was all attended to in executive session and stayed there.
Commissioners, again, you didn't take public comment. You're in an open public meeting. It's up to you whether you want to take public comment or engage in public discourse. What I'm hearing the commission say is that this activity that occurred at this meeting was unacceptable. And commissioners, who's to, you want me to draft the letter? Is it staff draft the letter? And then who's going to sign the letter? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the word, the commission is directing you, Frank, to draft a letter indicating our preference for civil discourse. This is the other Washington. Just because Washington, D.C. is getting done in the gutter, we're not going to do it here. It's not what we're about in Fort Townsend. And so we're going to make it so that we have a safe work environment for all of our employees, and that's what we'd like the letter to reflect. And then we can all sign it and get it out in the public.
And we'll do that with
if you all want to sign it, commissioners, you have to come back to another meeting, or you can make a motion to have one of you sign on behalf of all of you that expresses the sentiment that you put on the record today.
Yeah, I make a motion that Frank, you and Sam and Steve formulate the letter, and that Bill and I are good with it, and Steve, as chair, you sign the letter, and we send it off. And Sam approves of the letter.
And view you with that power.
And so you second that motion?
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
The motion's passed. Okay.
Commissioners, there's another thing that I think you need to take up, and that is to make very clear to your employees on the record that if any of this kind of stuff continues, they need to report it to you immediately so that they can send an email to all three commissioners with do not reply. They can talk to you individually. They can't violate the Open Public Meetings Act, but it's important that if this kind of stuff continues, that they report it to you right away. And perhaps you can, I don't think you need a motion, but instruct Sam that if to all her employees need to understand that, herself included.
And I think, you know, Sam had brought up workplace training and workplace diversity training. I think that's also needed. And more than happy to support that.
Right, and also I'd like to support, I can't remember the name of it, the people that wrote that Jurassic Parliament book, mm-hmm. come up here and give instruction to me and to the next president, whoever that might be, to be able to control public discourse when it's in public comments that get across the line. So do that in all aspects. So
is it the sense of the commission that if any of this stuff happens again, report it to the commission immediately?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So that's all we have on this business meeting. So this meeting is adjourned.